A number of claimants in the Exxon Valdez oil spill case who have received punitive damages from the company haven't cashed their settlement checks yet. Last week, a notice appeared on the Exxon Qualified Settlement Fund website, exspill.com, urging plaintiffs to cash their checks as soon as possible. Mike Warner is a lawyer with the Seattle-based firm of Keller Rohrbach, which administers the fund.
People run the risk that if they go in to cash them after too much time has passed, they could incur bank charges. And so from their perspective, I think they'd want to avoid that happening. And we've got a lot going on, and administratively, it just creates some headaches from our end because when we get a call from a bank that somebody's check is now attempting to be cashed and it's after a certain amount of time has passed, it just takes more work on our part. Plus, it makes things a little bit more complicated when we go to issue the same person another check when we get more money from Exxon, because we need to account for prior payments, and we've issued the prior payment, but the check hasn't been cashed. And so there's just some administrative burden on our end that we'd prefer not to have to deal with, so that we can instead be focusing on getting money out to folks.
The settlement fund began distributing checks late last year. The website says the number of checks that remain uncashed is substantial, but Warner wouldn't give an exact figure.
We just don't think it's appropriate to do that. There are security issues, and we just don't think it's appropriate to be publicizing that.
Many claimants are still upset about the amount of their settlement checks. In June of last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that punitive damages should not exceed compensatory damages, that effectively reduced the size of the award to one-tenth of the amount that an Anchorage jury originally gave plaintiffs in 1994, from $5 billion to $507.5 million. The company also owes interest on the ruling, totaling an additional $500 million. More than 30,000 fishermen, processing workers, and Alaska Natives are claimants in the case. Warner says if a claimant has lost his or her settlement check, they should go to the EXSPIL website and contact a claims administrator to have it reissued as soon as possible.